Hey, 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 everybody. We are back with Frequency 500. This is Lynn Schuessler-Williams and
Brooke Haynes.
And we're so excited that you're here with us. And Frequency 500 is a podcast, and we are on a mission to create a movement of people who are committed to striving for allowing life to be at the frequency of love or above. And so we're glad you're here with us. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, Brooke, tell us what we're going to talk about today.
I'm still stuck in that intro. It sounds so good. Ooh, it's good to be back, right? It's good to be back and good to be on a mission for raising the vibration of the planet. We are today are going to talk about how living true to yourself raises your vibration and how we know it comes from within. But what is it telling us when we can't maintain it? So,
oh gosh,
I'm excited about this conversation.
I am too. So, Brooke, give us an example of what we mean by that. So, what's it mean? You know, like we know living from within. I mean, living your authentic self, and it comes within them. But when you can't maintain it, that's what you said. So, give us an example.
Yeah. So, I'm going to give you a personal story because that's how I like to give examples for myself.
Yes.
And I am newly out of a relationship. That and so I'm freshly single. I'll let everybody hear that. No, I'm just kidding. Totally kidding. Inside of this relationship, you know, I know the work that needs to be done, right? So I did the work, I knew it came from within, I knew all these things, but it was like fighting a battle all the time of lining up with what I wanted in life. And so while I knew happiness and freedom lies within, I had to make changes in order for my life to unfold and be able to line up with the way I want my life to look. And so what was happening is I couldn't maintain that freedom of feeling. I couldn't maintain that feeling of happiness and love, even though I knew that was my job. I couldn't maintain it in that situation only because it was nothing to do with him. It was the lifestyle that we were living. And the lifestyle we were living did not at all matter of fact, not only did it not match up with what I wanted to be and how I wanted my life to go, some of it was I built my life to not be like that. And then I fell into the routine of it. So that's where this kind of topic comes from, is you have to make some changes in order to line up with it, even though we know it comes from within.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's powerful. That's powerful, Brooke. And, you know, that whole thing of your best self, you know, it all comes from within, decide for things and all that sort of, you know, we attract who we are. And so, you know, it's all about that inner being. That's all true. And sometimes the outer gets in our way, doesn't it? Like it just distracts us from whatever our best thing is and gets in our way, gives us challenges for sure.
And I think in this age, I think it's part of what COVID was here for, was to say, we don't have as much tolerance to live in a way that we don't like to live anymore. So it's like, how do we make sure we're actually living true to ourselves? Yeah. You know, even I will be on a mission to build what I want to see in the world. And if I take too much on that's not directly aligned with it, because like I want to make more money or I want to do something different. If it's not in that path, how much it does really get in my way and what I really want farther out.
Right.
And that's that could be, quote, a vicious cycle, you know?
Yeah.
It definitely can.
For sure. For sure. I mean, you know, that brings us around to, you know, the work I've been doing with the Reset It stuff lately is all about programs and conditions. And those vicious cycles are conditioned responses, right? They're those patterns that we see in our lives over and over that aren't what we want. And they end up giving us limiting beliefs about ourselves or about the world or whatever, that are just simply things that get in our way of living from our best self, because, you know, if our subconscious mind is all stuck in some belief about ourselves or some belief about how the world works that isn't in alignment with our authentic, clear, best selves, then, you know, it's going to be a block. It's going to be an issue. It's going to be all those things that get in our way. And so for me, it has come to this point where I have gotten to the place where I can remove those blocks and those conditioned responses and those programs I receive from other people that don't really belong to me. And that allows me that freedom to line up, as you were saying, from my authentic self without looking through the veil of those old ideas, those old programs. You know, programs come from other people, just like we program a computer. And when I'm not looking through the programs anymore, now I'm free to line up with things from my authentic self. And boy, that's when the flow and everything gets really magical.
It does. That's juicy stuff. And, you know, in addition to those old patterns, because a lot of it's so old, right? Like you were saying,
we can
grab new ones and the ones that serve us and ones that don't. And I realized that after 2 years of living in a certain lifestyle, and again, there was nothing bad, right?
It was just right. It just wasn't yours.
It wasn't my lifestyle. And so I developed all these habits to maintain, quote, the freedom within, like meaning, okay, well, then if this is what is expected, then this is what I'll become. And it became a habit. And I thought that because I never lived that way before, and because I knew it's not how I wanted to live now, as soon as I moved, everything would just go to the way I see it.
Right.
So it became a habit, and I'm seeing and recognizing what I'm still doing, and I don't have to.
Right.
And so I have to stop and say, whoa, now what are we doing? Is this a habit? Is this really what I want to be doing in this moment? And in that moment, I get to choose. And what I'm learning at ripe age of 44, okay, and freshly single after, and it's only been 2 years, but woof. And so is that I'm not going back to what my old ways as much. And I'm being free of the most recent ways. I'm literally creating what I want to be, even in my habits. Yes. I don't want to see my bed not made ever. Used to, it was like some days and some days not. No, to see a clean bed every day. I want to see a made bed every day. So I'm watching me recreate all the aspects of my life right now.
Yeah. That's so big. And you know, it's so true. You know, I love what you said about you thought in this newly single life that it would go back to feeling like it did before the last 2 years. But in fact, that's not even what you want. You want this freedom, this ability to create for yourself what you want it to be going forward. And man, that's so powerful. And every step you take in that journey comes bringing it back around to frequency 500. Every step you take to those choices, every step you take to just the realization that, hey, wait a minute, I don't have to do that habit anymore. I did that because of whatever situation I was in. Now I get to choose, and I'm choosing what I want. And that raises your vibration. The empowerment of just knowing the choice raises your frequency.
And
that's so big.
It is big. And I've been excited to watch it. And I've been watching for my son. Like, I've been noticing, like, he's in a habit. Of course, for him, it's been a lot of his life, right? He's only 8.
Right.
And I'm seeing, okay, now I can choose what I want to be for him. Because at first I was confusing it, what I want for him, right? And then I realized what I want for him might not be what he wants for himself. And what might be good for me may not be good for him, and vice versa. So I decided that the way I want to be is to the more I choose these things and create myself, I'm watching how it's going to affect him and seeing that his habits don't have to be that way anymore. And he's watching, and I feel like he's watching the movie of me really lining up with my passion. And all I really want is for him to be able to have some passion and joy in life. And I feel like I can't create that for him. I have to just go be it and see if he follows.
Yes. Yes, yes. And boy, that's the answer to the parenting program right there. Like, you just gave a clinic for everybody who, you know, wants to be the best parent. It's not, I mean, that's so huge. We, you know, I think for generations, you know, I think about the generation that came through the Depression in the middle of the 1900s and the generation that, you know, fought World War II, and then the generation that fought Vietnam, and then, you know, in the United States anyway, these are, you know, societal markers of time. And I think the parenting programs that came through those times were really centered in, I want more for my kids than I had, right? I want my kids to know they can grow up to be whatever, and to know, like, that's messages that we all got. You and I both got them, and we're 20, almost 20 years difference in age, right? So it's like that parenting, that reduction of the parenting program that you just said, it's like you've distilled it down to what I want for him is for him to have a passion, for him to have a alignment with what's his to do in the world. And the best, I can't do that for him. The best I can do is do that for me and show him that it's possible and how to do it. That's just like, whoo, drop the mic, Brooke Haynes. That's amazing.
Yeah. It makes all the little, thank you. And it makes all the little things like, don't touch the glass. Don't break this. It makes it all just go away. Like, it's just like, that's not
right.
Even right. I get so wrapped up in those little things, and there's so many big messages in those little things, and it's not even important. What's important is for us to be living aligned with who we are. That's what's important.
Yeah.
I'm letting him skateboard around the house. And he is loving it, and he's getting so good at it. And I was like, the only thing is, dude, we cannot mess with the baseboards. Do not go crashing into baseboards.
Yeah.
And I crashed into the baseboards one time.
That's so good. I love it. I love it. Oh my gosh. And you know what? The joy of that, the joy that we just had laughing about it, the joy that he has doing it is all, you know, increasing the frequency, the laughter that anybody who listens to this podcast and thinks, oh my gosh, I can just see this little kid skateboarding around the house. You know, that's just great. I love it. You know, it's those little choices sometimes that really bring us to a higher vibration and a higher frequency. And you know, there's always more to get to.
In the midst of all this, and this could be a whole nother show, of course, is a lot of letting go.
Yeah.
A lot of letting go. Like, I'll get wrapped up and say something, or with myself, that I didn't do it, or I did do it, or why am I doing this? I'm just like, let it go. And I have been hearing myself say, let it go a lot in the last 3 or 4 days. Just let it go. Just let it go. And the letting go of it is the aligning of it. The aligning up with
the world. Yeah. Yeah.
So good.
So good. So good. Well, I'm glad that we got a chance to get back together and have a frequency 500 conversation, Brooke. I know that people who are already listening to us know they can go to frequency500.com. You can subscribe to get an email when we have a new episode. And we invite you to invite your friends to Frequency 500. You can find us on your favorite podcast platform like Apple or Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we're happy to have you here. Anything else people need to know, Brooke? What about stories?
Well, it's interesting. Oh, stories. We want your stories for sure.
Yeah.
When you said that, I was like, it's interesting you said that, because I had a whole other story about you lining up with your passion with the Reset It. But you're talking about our listeners' stories.
I am.
So we'll wrap around on that on the next episode. But
sure.
The listeners, we want your stories on what you do to raise your vibration every single day. What are some of the stories and examples? We're not looking for coaching. We're looking for stories. We're looking for where in your life that where you here and you decided to be higher, a higher vibration, or the way you changed it, or what?
Yeah, or how are you living at frequency 500 or love or above? How is that manifesting in your life? And what choices are you making? And you know, where did it get easier? And we want to hear those stories. So if you go to frequency500.com. There's a tab about stories. Click on it there and you can submit your story, and you can say, you can give us permission to read your story, or you can say, no, I want to come on with you guys and talk about it. So we'll be doing more of that coming up too, of having guests come tell their stories. Yep. Love it. Thanks, everybody. Bye now.